This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Alec Baldwin's Trigger Denial.
I let go of the hammer, bang, the gun goes off.
His explosive new interview about the Rust shooting, fact check.
If your finger's not on the trigger, you can pull the hammer back all you want and nothing happens.
Then, baby number three for Tristan Thompson, but it's not Khloe Kardashian who's pregnant.
Well, it was done again.
It was done again.
And Nicole Kidman on why playing Lucille Ball was one of the hardest roles of her career.
Absolutely new territory for me.
Plus,
it's beginning to look a lot.
Big holiday exclusives.
Chestnuts roasting.
With LL Cool J.
I'm actually setting off the holiday season for the whole country.
And Michael Bublé.
ET's starting right now.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. You know, there is so much to unpack from Alec Baldwin's primetime sit-down. So let's break down Alec's account of the tragedy that transpired on the set of Rust.
The trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
Well, who did? One should navigate this by saying as little as possible.
No firearm can be discharged without pressing the trigger.
Analyzing Alec's trigger denial for ET, weapons expert Steve Wolf and PR expert Joe Concha. Steve, holding a Colt 45, the same type of gun Alec used, demonstrated his theory that if Alec's finger was already resting on the trigger, he wouldn't have to pull it for the gun to fire.
It has a hammer, which you pull back. It has a trigger. If you put your finger on the trigger before you cock the gun, and then you cock the gun and release the hammer will fall and discharge the gun without a second pressing of the trigger.
Where did that bullet come from? Somebody brought live rounds, plural, onto the set of the film.
So how could Alec's emotional exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos affect the investigation? He's a producer on the film and is named in two lawsuits.
It can come back to bite him because his own words could be entered into the court record. All it takes is one screw up, and that could screw up the entire case.
There are some who say you're never supposed to point a gun at anyone on a set, no matter what.
Unless the person is the cinematographer who's directing me where to point the gun for her camera angle.
Even if a gun were to miraculously go off, this would not absolve pointing a gun at a person.
Do you feel guilt?
No, no. I might have killed myself if I thought I was responsible. I don't say that lightly.
Many celebs are supporting Alec after the actor posted this tribute to wife Ilaria. Quote, "No matter what happens to me, if I win or lose anything, you have given me a reason to live. Our life with our family is all I care about."
I couldn't give my career anymore.
Is it over?
Why? Well, it could be.
This tragedy defines Alec Baldwin. And when you watch him on screen, it's going to be hard to separate what happened here with this shooting and Alec Baldwin, the person and the actor.
Now to Khloe Kardashian's on-again, off-again ex, Tristan Thompson. He allegedly got this woman, 31-year-old personal trainer Marilee Nichols, pregnant while dating Khloe, and Nichols is suing for child support.
Khloe, when Tristan first cheated on you, how did you know it hadn't been done nor will be done again?
Well, it was done again.
According to the lawsuit filed by Nichols, the baby, a boy due today, was conceived on Tristan's 30th birthday back in March. That same day, Khloe posted a birthday message calling Tristan her best friend. In his own declaration obtained by the Daily Mail, Tristan admits the two had sex that day after partying in Houston, and Nichols, quote, "wanted to give me a special birthday surprise." This would be Tristan's third child. He has a 4-year-old son, Prince, with model Jordan Craig, and of course, 3-year-old daughter, True, who he co-parents with Khloe. Tristan wants a paternity test once this baby is born to confirm whether or not he is the father.
Like the humiliation that he has caused, I don't know what self-respecting human being could ever take someone back.
In 2020, Chloe did take Tristan back after numerous allegations of cheating. The two broke up again in June shortly after taping this Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion special.
Do you trust him?
I mean, I definitely trust him as a friend. I know how hard he fought to get back with me currently. I don't understand why someone would go through all that if they weren't really serious.
All right, let's keep moving. Do you remember this Vanessa Williams hit? Well, it turned 30 this year, and you know who hasn't aged a day? Not Michelle Turner. I'm talking about Vanessa Williams.
Oh, come on. You see what he does, Vanessa. You see what he does. But he's right. He is definitely right, because I am up close and personal. Let me tell y'all. Woo, this beauty has not changed at all. And it's going to be a party here with us today.
It will. I can't wait to start.
Yes, indeed. We're happy to be at Madame Tussauds New York in Times Square. And you're a judge on Queen of the Universe, correct?
It is a global drag competition with live singing, no lip syncing at all.
I like that. We're going to get into all of that in just a minute. But first, let me ask you, what do you think of Nicole Kidman's portrayal of Lucille Ball?
You know, Lucille Ball is an American icon.
Yep.
She's got to prove it.
Okay, well, I've seen it, and I will tell you, I don't think you're going to be disappointed.
Okay.
No. And I caught up with Nicole at the New York premiere of Being the Ricardos.
As a comedian, she was just exquisite. And to get lost in that as an actor was absolutely new territory for me.
I'm home.
There's plenty of award buzz for Nicole and Javier Bardem for their work in the film that hits theaters December 10th and streams on Amazon Prime Video December 21st. The Ricardos' daughter, Lucy, is an executive producer on the film and said,
"It's freaking amazing."
Relief, actually, huge relief. Probably the most important stamp of approval for us.
But the daughter says, "Yes, you've got it right. It's everything."
There were days when all I had to do was say action and cut when they had it. It was just an incredible cast to work with.
And action!
I had no idea it was going to be a hit.
It's a season of giving and gratitude, and we loved your incredibly grateful post that you put for Keith the other day.
I honestly wouldn't be here without him. He's my rock. He's my everything, though.
Vanessa, I have to ask you, I am a Christmas nerd. Are you?
I love Christmas.
Oh, you're my sister. Then.
Yeah,
you
course,
are definitely
yeah.
my sister. Well, guess what? LL Cool J is as well, and he's getting us all in the Christmas spirit in this ET exclusive.
The phenomenal Patti LaBelle.
It's the most wonderful time.
I'm actually setting off the holiday season for the whole country. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I can be myself, but at the same time, help America come together and help unify people by bringing some love to the party.
LL is in D.C. hosting the National Christmas Tree Lighting this Sunday on CBS. He's joined by stars including Chris Stapleton, Her, Patti LaBelle, Kristen Chenoweth, Maren Morris, and Billy Porter.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
It's going to be good. A lot of fun. Some soul and some vibes. We don't have to be, you know, robotic and sterile.
LL is known for giving back, especially during this time of year. He once dressed up as Santa Claus to raise money for disadvantaged kids. He also gifted nearly 2,000 children with presents. The reason goes back to his childhood.
One year I didn't get anything for Christmas, right? So I took my old bike and I washed it off real, real good. And then I put it under the tree and pretended it was new. About 2 years later, I had the craziest Christmas a kid could ever have. So many toys in my room, it was unbelievable. That just taught me that if you stay strong during the rough times, the best is yet to come.
All right, let's stick with the Christmas theme. You know, Michael Bublé is a man who loves the holiday season, and now he's got a new TV special to prove it.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Michael, the fact that you made this sweater for me and sent it to me, it's just special, man.
You look so sexy, it's stupid. I can't even tell you how good you look. That's the cutest. It's hard not to laugh at myself.
Michael Bublé's Christmas in the City airs Monday on NBC with Camila Cabello, Jimmy Fallon, Kermit the Frog, and Ted Lasso's Hannah Waddingham among the guests.
I believe that Jimmy, Kermit, and I may be like the new Brat Pack. I don't want to say for sure. Yeah, it's something.
We know this dad of three has lots to be thankful for this holiday season. We're told 8-year-old Noah is all well after his cancer battle 5 years ago, and the family's getting ready to deck the halls.
How cool is Christmas morning at your house? What's it like? Because I used to run behind my kids with a camera.
I do. Yes, I do. That's exactly, man. I do that too. It's chaos though. At the nighttime, we have a dance party. It's like a club. And all the kids, because there's so many little kids, and they just all like dance. They just all rock out to Christmas music.
Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
Michael's also celebrating the 10th anniversary of his album, Christmas, with a box set release.
When did you become Father Christmas?
You know, it's not my fault that I am the king. I didn't mean to. It could be the charm, the voice that matches perfectly with the Christmas songs, or just the humility. Honestly, all jokes aside, I think people could tell that I genuinely love it, man. And I always will.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Get this, it's actually his most successful album to date, selling more than 12 million copies worldwide. All right, let's stick with the music theme. Your favorite boy bands are making holiday wishes come true.
Merry Christmas, happy holiday.
NSYNC, New Kids, New Edition are exclusive behind the scenes of a very boy band holiday.
So we'll leave it at that.
Then Vanessa Williams on getting back into the beauty pageant game.
It's been 38 years, so yeah. I have to remember what it was like.
And
I've made me a fortune.
Harry Connick Jr. roasted for his Annie bald cap, the hilarious comparisons.
It was a little shocking at first.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
This is it, the first all-drag, all-singing competition that is truly out of this world.
Yeah, it is going to be out of this world. My guest co-host, Miss Vanessa Williams, has a front-row seat as one of the judges on Queen of the Universe, streaming now on Paramount+. Now, this combines three of your favorite things, right? Yes, drag, yes. Singing, and a little competition.
Absolutely. And the singing is out of this world.
Is
it's
it
a global
really?
Competition. We have queens that are singing live. No lip syncing here. They're singing live and singing amazingly.
And yes, as a former Miss America, competition is in your DNA.
Well, it's been 38 years, so I have to remember what it was like.
You know, what kind of advice do you have for someone in, like, a competition?
Do your best, breathe, have fun, and make sure you show up on time and you're professional.
You've got experience in drag yourself. Yes, you do. You won RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. I love that so much. What was your drag name?
Vanquisha DeHaas.
Come on, Vanquisha. Mm-hmm.
Vanquisha DeHaas has arrived.
So we have a little present for you.
Oh.
Yes, we have, we spoke to your queen co-stars, Leona Lewis and Graham Norton, and they had some very nice things to say about you. So I'm gonna let you watch this.
She inspired me as a singer growing up, as an actress.
I think the thing people don't know is how much she loves a bargain. She traveled, when she was on the show, she traveled to a designer outlet.
I did.
Come on now.
I went to Vista Village and got I got beautiful stuff. I got Fendi and Givenchy and Stella McCartney, but it was a bargain.
See?
I will travel for a bargain.
I appreciate you being
here
today.
Thank you.
But you're not going anywhere.
Okay.
Yes. We've got some work to do. Yeah, we've got the exclusives. Keep it on rolling with Melissa Joan Hart.
Aw. Oh, so sweet.
On the farm with Melissa, revealing her unusual holiday gift, why she wants everyone to get a goat.
I'm gifting a ton of people goats this year.
And your favorite boy bands together in one holiday special.
I've got the one.
With some surprise guests.
Any chance we'll see it just
there's
like
a there might be. Hold on, you didn't see him? He's in the tree.
But nothing on earth could ever divide us.
Except maybe the bald cap.
It was a little shocking at first.
Harry Connick Jr.'s follically challenged portrayal of Daddy Warbucks dominated the Annie Live comments on Twitter.
You're tough.
There were comparisons to the cartoon Caillou, Harry Potter's Voldemort, and Coneheads. But the only opinion Harry cares about...
What'd your wife think?
She was very complimentary, as were my kids. Now, I don't know what they were thinking, but that's all I needed to hear.
All right, now let's get to a topic that everybody has an opinion on, boy bands.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, I'm going to be dating myself, but Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Come
the
on.
The ultimate.
Come
hello.
On.
Yes.
I love them. I am Innie, new addition for life.
Here we go.
And a bona fide blockhead. I love New Kids on the Block. So let's get ready now for the ultimate mashup. Only E.T. was behind the scenes of
A Very Boy Band Holiday.
Merry Christmas. Happy Holiday. Merry Christmas.
This is Old Town.
Yeah, Old Town.
No,
yeah,
Old Town. Point, not yeah. even Old Town anymore.
It really is a fraternity. And we also, you know, have seen each other go from, you know, little kids to freaking adults
from
with
boys
grown kids. And, yeah, from boys to men.
What's going on, Joe? I thought we was playing poker tonight.
We try our best to bring the you know, the musicality to life.
In other words, we sangs.
But we're not a boy band. That's insane.
Juan, the word boy is in your name.
When you say you're a boy band, there's a level of success that comes along with that title almost. So at this point, I think we've embraced it.
Happy holiday.
You got members from NSYNC, 98 Degrees, Boys to Men, New Kids on the Block, New Edition, and O-Town, all performing some of their classic hits in the hour-long special that airs Monday on ABC.
We need to take this up a notch.
What can you expect from A Very Boy Band Holiday? E.T. was behind the scenes and found out. Number one, the guys are going to share stories from their decades on the road.
Let's just say, you know, when you have at least a dozen boys.
Oh, yeah.
In one space.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about and say boy stuff.
So we'll leave it at that.
And that's that.
Two, there will be special guests, like new dad of twins, Lance Bass.
We're like, Lance, come do it. And he's like, I'll do it. Whoops.
Kids. Yeah, but it's so funny because we actually went to visit him. You can see in his face, he is exhausted.
But don't count on seeing these guys.
And any chance we'll see it just
there's a there. Hold on, you didn't see him? He's in the tree.
Who's in the tree?
Justin. Timberlake.
Man, I'm tired of singing.
I know Nick, your brother Nick.
Who?
Yeah, remember he used to be in our group. Oh, so he moved to Hawaii.
He's begging for people to come to Hawaii.
But full-time Mr. Mom right now.
And three, this special just might launch a new boy band tour.
That would be like the bill to end all bills if you get all these groups on one stage together at the same time. That's
yeah.
It's ambitious, but it
you
could
never
happen.
You know what could happen.
You're saying there's a chance.
I mean, if that were to happen, my head would just explode. I'd be done. I couldn't even make it to the concert. By the way, any of your kids obsessed with boy bands?
Of course. It started out with NSYNC. Yeah, back in the day.
Yes, the birth of Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. We like that. All right, E.T.'s Cassie DeLaura celebrating a Friday flashback with 90s teen star Melissa Joan Hart.
Can you believe it's been 25 years? In some ways, it feels like yesterday, but then when I think about the fact that I've had a husband and children since it ended, it's like that's a whole different lifetime.
Oh, no. A terrible fate awaits me.
Do you still keep in touch with the cast? Everybody.
Oh.
We all wrote to each other on Thanksgiving, so thankful for you.
Melissa's sons, ages 9, 13, and 15, aren't so impressed with mom's early work, but it does benefit them.
Do they understand the magnitude of Sabrina? Because that's what I grew up on. I think they do only because of the amount of people that come up to me in public. They've used it with their teachers a little bit before.
Use you as the cool mom there.
Yeah. They'll throw me around when it's convenient for them.
Well, Cool Mom's got a brand new movie. Mistletoe in Montana is the sixth Lifetime Christmas film she starred in. And she had some cute co-stars.
We came up with this idea for this movie because my cousin had a similar experience. She had gone to a dude ranch, fell in love with one of the Wranglers, so we flipped it. So I wanted to be the Wrangler because I wanted to learn how to ride. I wanted to learn how to like be a cowgirl.
So you think ranch life is easy?
Melissa executive produced this movie, premiering December 17th, but it doesn't end there.
I tried to start a clothing line. I tried to start an ice cream store. I desperately want to be a party planner, but this acting directing thing keeps coming back to me. So
and it's working. So we have some more friends over here.
Yes, we do.
Goats, they hold a special place in your heart.
Goats are super important. I work with World Vision, and so they do this amazing gift catalog every Christmas. I have this bracelet that I helped design this year, and I've gone with my son and my husband to Zambia and learned what it can do for a family if you gift goats. There's so many amazing gifts in there, so I recommend everybody go to worldvision.org and look at the gift catalog.
Giving for a good cause. We like that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. More with this lady right here.
When E.T. comes back.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
This is a rare sort of occurrence.
It is a Movie Star Monday on ET. We're with Leo, J-Law, and Meryl on the star-studded red carpet for Don't Look Up. And my new interviews with Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem for Being the Ricardos.
Plus, only ET's on the set with CMT's Crossroads Christmas and backstage at this year's Jingle Ball.
I can't wait for that. And thank you so much for being here today.
I had a blast.
I mean, I hope I didn't fangirl too much.
Oh, no, I loved it.
We did have a really good time. Make sure to catch Vanessa on Queen of the Universe, streaming now on Paramount+. Vanessa, I guess we should say goodbye to Kevin.
Okay, goodbye, Kevin.
Bye,
Kevin.
Bye, Vanessa.
Oh, listen, he's just happy.
Bye,
cheesing because you said that.
See y'all tomorrow. I'm all good now. I'm happy. I'll see y'all.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.